Hello, everyone. I thought I would do another poetry kind of short story reading type of thing. And I decided that I would just go on Pinterest and look up poems and then just read them for like 30 minutes. So yeah, I have not read these before. So if you don't like them, it's not my fault. Okay, let's get started. The one downside about Pinterest is that the poems are very rarely credited, so I might not be able to find the author of some of the poems. But yeah, I'll just read them anyway. So I'll just pick a random one, I guess. This is called Meant to Be. Once my sister climbed a ladder where she thought she wouldn't be seen, took a brush to the leaves in our backyard and painted the brown ones green. And maybe this meant nothing, but I still watched her paint that tree. If only it were that easy to put the world back how it's meant to be. Rachel H. This one is called, Do You Have the Time? I think you can tell a lot about a person by the way they talk about time. If time is something linear or cyclical. If they talk about their life as though it goes through seasons the way nature does. Or if it is something ever-growing, always moving forward. If they talk about failure as though it is several steps back from their timeline, or simply a change of course. If they describe the day according to the clock or to the sky, was it 5 a.m. or dawn, 8 p.m. or twilight? I love to notice whether they speak as though the hours ahead are an opportunity, or if they are in order. I love to wonder, is time something that carries them or something they are carrying? I don't really know what to do with this knowledge. I just like having it. I just like the thought that I can tell something other than the time. This one says it's by William Shakespeare, but I don't think it is. But it says, you say you love rain, but you open your umbrella. You say you love the sun, but you find a shadow spot. You say you love wind, but you close your windows. This is why I am afraid when you say you love me. Yeah, I don't think that's Shakespeare, but it's pretty. You've just come in from a rainstorm. You can't expect to be immediately dry, warm, and comfortable. But you can do the little things. Take off the heavy clothing. Turn on the coffee pot. Wrap yourself in a blanket. One small thing at a time. Healing is a process. Whitney Hansen. The worst thing that you can believe is that your happiness lies within someone else. You never put your happiness in the fragile hands of others. You put it in your goals, your achievements. You put your happiness in your passions, in the things that matter. Because people will never reward you like your dreams will. Once upon a time, persuasive words would give her goosebumps, and sweet nothings would satisfy her cravings. The keys to her heart belonged to thieves. But now, she has grown to listen with her eyes, to only trust actions, and to study behaviors.